according to the devotion of the Mahabha, the Indian Chokhman died and she died, 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 she
So you tell me stop being this proper thing.
Is based upon the moral tzochim daf man hay. And then the Gemara mentions two shameless. One Likula, one Lechumre, and the reason the Rambam passed in like the second lesson, Lechumre. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch also. Batik shebisitke areva, yebi tro. And then in the tro you have crops, crevices, and then you put in dough to fill up the crevices, the cracks, in the trough. Now the question is Eivir, is Mechuyev to be Mivaya, that those pieces of dough that fill up the crevices and the cracks in the trough. So the halacha is, Botik Shebisitke Arevo, in Yesh Kazayis Bimokem Echod, Chayev Levaya. If in one crevice, in one crack, there is a big piece of dough of chometz that has the size of a kazayis, so then it's not bottled by itself. Some meleis mechuyev to be mivaya. Vim roi, suppose it's less than a kazayis, then it depends. Imoyel osu lechazik ben shivrei ha'arevo. If it was put in for the purpose of it as an of an adhesive to adhere the fragments of the areva to keep it together, so then olistim beinekev, or just suppose it wasn't consist of patched up parts, just there was a hole. So it started to leak, the water, I mean, started to leak. So he put it in order to fill up so that water wouldn't drip out. So then it becomes bottled to the areva. So we don't consider it as a piece of chometz. We consider it like a piece of metal that is used as an adhesive. So Mimele is not Mechuyev to Mus, so it's not Mechuyev to Mivayat. In other words, there has to be two things, Litivuse. Number one, that it should be put in to fill up the crevice, the crack, or to patch up, or to adhere the part, the fragments together. And number two, that it should not have a substantial size. It should be less than a reviz. So if we have these two prerequisites, so then it becomes bottle to the trough, and it's treated like a piece of adhesive, not as chometz, so it's not mechuyev to be mivayet. So v'moiso, if it's not as large as a kazai, simoyos lechazik beishivay areve mister minekev, but to be mute v'rav is chayev levaya. In other words, so that's the psak of Shulchan Aruch, and it follows the psak of the Rif and the Rambam, like the second lashon in the Gemara in Psachim Daf Memei, because there are two lishnas. The lishne kame is mekil. The lishne kame says that if it is put in exclusively for the purpose of an adhesive to fill up the crevices, the cracks, then even if it has the size of a kazayis, he's not mechuyev to be mevaya. And if it wasn't put in exclusively for the purpose of an adhesive, then it depends. If it has the size of a kazayis, it's not bottle, but if it's less than a kazayis, it's bottle even if it wasn't put in as an adhesive. That's the first lashon. The first lashon is a makel, and the second lashon is machmir. The second lashon says is the other way around. In other words, if it is, has the size of kazayis, then under all circumstances it's not bottle to the trough, because it's large enough. But if it is small, less than a kazayis, then it can become bottle to the trough if it was put in exclusively for the purpose of filling up the crevice, the cracks. I mean, that's the psak of the Rif and the Rambam, and there's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. I mean that there is one rishon who is chelik. Now, the Baal HaMoreh is masik on the Rif, and the Baal HaMoreh, because in that Gemara, so one mandoma says that the two mishenes are chelik on each other, and then there is another amir who says that the two mishenes are not even chelik on each other. Both are true in their own situations. Now it all depends. if the piece of chometz, the dough, fills up a crevice at the bottom of the trough where you have the water, so then filling up the crevice, the crack at the bottom of the trough is indispensable for the functioning of the trough, because as long as you have a crack at the bottom of the trough, it's impossible to do any kneading and mixing in the trough, impossible. So in view of the fact that it's indispensable for the functioning of the trough to fill up the crack, the crevice at the bottom of the trough, so then it's more cow. So it becomes bottle even if it has the size of a kazayis. If it has the size of a kazayis. But if it is the crevice, the crack is on the top of the trough where the water doesn't usually come there except when it splashes, so then it goes up, you know, the water. So merely filling up that crack at the top of the trough is not indispensable for the functioning of the trough. It could be used for kneading, for mixing, even without fixing it. So then it's more homo. So it is bottled to the trough only if it has less than a kazayis. But if it has a kazayis, then it's not bottled to the trough, even though he put it in for the purpose of filling up the crevice, the crack. That's one under Marona Meir in Daf Memhei Amud Beis in Tzachim. And the Baal HaMoreh paskens like that Amir, whereas all the other Rishenim, they paskens like that Amir, that the two Rishenim are chilek, and we paskens like the second Rosh. Hoyu boy, shnei chatzorim zeisim, b'beis mikemetz, suppose he had two have gzeisim in two separate places in the Torah. V'chutzal botzik b'neihem, and there is a thread of dough connecting these two have gzeisim of dough. Rein. So the question is, do we consider the two halves of the kazayis that are connected by three thread, do we consider it as one piece, some narrator shives, and it doesn't become bottled to the drawer, or since it's, they are in two separate cracks, even though they are connected by thin thread of dough, so they are not considered as one piece, as two separate pieces, so they become bottled. וחוץ של בוצת ביניהם, ראי, כל שיעור ינוטי לחוט מתלמיני חי ולוויה. In other words, if it's substantially thick, the thread that connects the two, so that when you pick it up, so the both pieces will be carried along. So it's one piece, vim rav, but when you pick it up at one end, so the other end will fall off, the other piece will fall off, so then it's two pieces. Vim rav in tzorot levaya, but not more amurim ba'arivo in itro. Avol bebayis, suppose you have half a kazayis of dough in one hole in the wall, and then another half of a kazayis of dough in the other hole of, in the other hole in the wall, and then there is a thin thread of dough connecting the two halves. Avol bayis afal pi shemot lachut eimitlumei. So even though if you pick it up at one end, so it's not carried along, so then it mean, it should mean that it's two separate pieces, each one by itself has minimal size, so it should be bottled, and it shouldn't be miraya. But aloch is by bayis, it is chayv levaya, even in this case. Why? Because of the possibility that sometimes during Pesach, so both pieces of dough will fall down on the floor, and then somebody in the house will try to sweep the floor, so he'll correct the one piece together with the, will join the other piece, so then it will be one piece of a kazayis, and to have chives, so it will be there, by the way. Amed v'an lorim ba'arivo, avo b'bayis, avo b'finit l'achut, en it l'in e'chayif l'ba'ir, mitnei shemilpomim, mikabitze yisom. Hoyo chotzi zayis b'bayis, v'chotzi zayis ba'liyo, חוץ זייז בבייז, חוץ זייז באכסדרה, חוץ זייז בבייזה וחוץ זייז בבייז של תמימנו, הוי ולחצו זייסים, דבוקים בקייסלים או בקי רייס, או בקעקוי רייס, אין חייף לבייר, אבל מבט לא בלי בבידאי, but suppose הפיק הזייז is in a hole on the first floor in the house, and let's say the house is a two-story building, and the other half of kazayis is in a hole in the wall on the upper floor, on the aliyah, so then it's not likely that the two halves will join together, because it's on two separate floors, so then, and each one by itself has no chshivas, so all he has to do is to be mevatel b'libe v'day. Left up Simon Tov number is Siftes Homel Shem Sapeish Kedem Zman Yisroi V'nitzal Machil Askelev. So then it the Shemecho is Poka Oishesofu Beish Kedem's money, the Ramah mentions only if it was Nitzlach Raskalev or it was burned before this Manisa. Because if it is Nitzlach Raskalev effort is money, sir. So then it remains osa. Because Bizmani Surah became osa, it remains osa, even after the Shemaichal is Boka. But if it's used from the Chalaskalim, or it was born before this money, sir, so then it's mutar kani pesach. Oy shiyodi li yeshiva vitochei sebitit is mutar kani pesach. And the same thing is true that it's mutar bane. How about achile? So there's an achlekes between the Rosh and the Ran. The Rosh Shiti is that even if it's mitzvah achilas kerem, but b'achile it's osa, because if a person decides to eat it, then it's achshive. So he endows it with chshives. So relative to him, it has a shemeichel. He likes it. He decides to eat it. So Rav Chaim and the Tshuva says, that's only if he eats it because he enjoys it. So even though generally it's not even fit for animal consumption, needless to mention for human consumption, but he, relative to him, it is edible. He decides to eat it. But suppose he takes it as a medicine, so then we don't say achshive. Now the ranshiti is that it's even muta b'achile, because we don't say achshive. Dioi shem ivusho b'sheicho se'irim, so muta lichtei bei. So, in other words, it's niftu nachras kelef. So mele it's muta b'anele. Arevei shaloshim b'am chomeitz. אין מסמך על מה שריח עצי נאיסון בחמין ומנקחין החומץ מהם כי אפשר לנקחון. So in other words, because a lot of dough sticks to the flow, so כי אפשר לנקחון של ישויה בהם בן הקר כזייס והקלים צרפי, because we learned yesterday that if you have in a crack, in a trough, you have dough, so then it depends. If it is less nekazais, then it's bottle b'miute. If it was put in, you know, to hold it. But if it's a kazais, even if it was put in not to hold it, So even if it was put in to hold it as an adhesive, so it's choshev and it's not butter by itself. Now, when it's less than a kazais, it is only bottled by itself and mutar kamei if it was put in to hold it as an adhesive. But otherwise, he's not allowed to keep it. Why shouldn't we say, since it's less than a kazayis, so it has no chshives? The answer is because kele is mitzarif. So in other words, it's true, in each crack you have less than a kazayis. But in total, there is a kazayis, so the kli is mitzafer. But if it was put in the crack as an adhesive in order to hold it, so then it becomes bottled to the kele. But if it wasn't put in to hold it as an adhesive, it doesn't become bottled to the kele. So even though each separate piece of dough is less than a kazayis, has no chshives, but since all the pieces together in total have a kazayis, and they are all in the same kele, so the kele is mitzarfam, so now it's considered as if the whole kazayis is together. So this is the halacha. So הרי שלושים במחומש אין לי צמיחה מאשריך עצמי סום בחמי ומק נחמס מהם כי אפשר נקו של אישוי הבן בין חקת הזייס עם טוטו ואיזק הזייס ובבן יורסק סורפ בת in which peace by itself is less like a zayis? The answer is, since they are all in the same kele, so the kele is mitzarafam. Va'akele mitzarafam, v'tzorich litnam matono, so what should you do? It's impossible to clean it out. And so it will remain there, and it's all achile. And in total it's a zayis, and the kele is mitzarafam. And it wasn't put in as an adhesive. Some mele, he should be also retimei, enoch name, so he's also retimei. So what should he do? He should sell it to a goy. V'ho'a adin, or sell it, give it away, maton it to a goy. Ad lacha ha-pesach, or yitrichon bedit. V'ho'a adin, libotzik, shebeklim nisorim, shemiyochel yitzirei, so he should give it away, maton it to a goy. ויתן ועסיסקים בכלים שמניחים בהם קמח כל השונו וכן בכלים שמניחים בהם פס כל השונו ומה פה שהוא יסמנח הסלצה קמח לא מהנה למיו Why? Because if you just shake it out so the חומץ will not come out so in order to get rid of all the חומץ you have to wash it וצריך הקיבוס כדי להשתנו שעלו בפסח דין חומץ בערב פסח ביחד שיש חומץ משישו ישראל מיילו יום לדלת עושה בנוי אפילו חמצי שלאים יהודי עושה לחומץ ממנו ועושרו חחומים שתישו יזכדם דהיינו מתחילה שוהי So, there is a machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the shoyis de Rabbanon. Now we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that why a midraiser Rabbi Yehuda says chometz is also only lacha chatzeis, then there is love, but kidim chatzeis is muta ba'achil and ba'noye, but two shoyis Kedem are osa ba'achile, and one shor kedem chatzeis, shor shishis, is osa vidim banoi. Now, why did the chachomim aser ba'achile shtei shoris kedem chatzeis? In other words, it's muta ba'achile only until shor chamishis. From Shor Chamishis on, in an equinox day, it means after 10 o'clock, in equinox day, so it's also ba'achile. Because sometimes an odom is teyeh b'shtei shoris, so he might mistakenly eat after chatzeis, and then it's also midrais. So v'osru hachomim shtei shoi iskeidem d'haimim mitchila shoi u'miyu So mitchila shoi shoi chamishis is only osa ba'achile but ba'noi it's muta yid midrabon u'miyu kol shoi muta ba'noi v'rashoi l'meichai l'ine yehudi afil ha'ba v'yachat shebadai l'yachlenu keidem pesach יוכל להכיל לבהימו חי ובאי ובלבד שיעמיד עליהם ליריס שלא יצניעו ממנו ויבאיה מה ששיעו ממנו So, until שור שישיס until 11 o'clock equinox day so יצמות הבנוי can give it to בהימו חי ובאי but he should make sure that בהימו חי ובאי will eat it up before Shor Shishis. Before Shor Shishis. So, umit chila Shor Vov, after 11 o'clock in the next day, so there needs osra b'drabonon even banoi. Now, the question is, these shoyis, how are they to be considered? On the basis of shoyi shoviyis, or on the basis of shoyis manis? Now, this is something that is relevant to many yoni atorah. Achilas chometz, Pesach is one thing, that's the Rabbonim, but let's say about Trishment, Tfile, Amin, all shoyis, are they to be considered a shoyis shoviyis or a shoyis manis? For example, Zman Tfile Ishlishaye is dalet shoyis. So what does it mean, dalet shoyis? It means until 10 o'clock, Shoyi Shabbos, whether it's July or December or September or March, always Shoyi Shabbos, 10 o'clock, or Shoyi's Mani. Shoyi's Mani means we take notice of the length of the day, and 1/12 of the length of the day is a Shoyi's Mani. So when the day is Equinox time, let's say on March 21st or September 21st, so then 1/12 of the actual length of the day happens to be an hour, what we call an hour, 60 minutes. But suppose it's July, the day is 15 hours long, so then it's more. So it's a shoyis manis is 1/12 for a length of day, so it's about 75 minutes, you see. And suppose it's December, when the day is only less than 10 hours long, so the day is it, so one a shoyis manis is not 60 minutes, but about 50 minutes. So all the Rishonim, without any exception, they all say that vis-a-vis the Rambam and the Rashbo and Amin and the Mechaber, Amin, all poskim the two, all the Rishonim, without any exception, I don't know a single Rishon who says to the contrary. So they all say that in calculating Shoyis HaTorah, so it's on the basis of Shoyis Manis, not on the basis of Shoyis Shoviyis. Now, in regard to the Achilas Chometz, the Shoyis the Rabbonon, is that also to be calculated on the basis of Shoyis Manis or Shoyis Shabbos? Now, with the Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is the way we pass him. So, we are allowed to eat Chometz Erev Pesach until Shor Chamishis. So in the next day, so when it's 12 hours, so a Shoyis Manis is equal to a Shoyis Shoviyis. But suppose sometimes Pesach is late, so it's already much longer than the day is longer than 12 hours. So are we to calculate it on the basis of Shoyis Manis or on the basis of Shoyis Shoviyis? So most Rishonim say that in regard to the Achilas Chometz Erev Pesach, so the dalet shoyis is Manis. It means Shlish Hayei. Like this Zman Tfile, which is Shlish Hayei. So if the day is longer, so then it's not 10 o'clock, then it might be 9:30 or something, or 9:35 or something, depending upon the length of the day. However, there is a Shittas HaRishonim, the Trumas HaDeshen, who says in respect to Achit Shoyis, the Rabbonon of Achilas Chometz, the Tiyai Shoviyis, that no matter how long the day is, Erev Pesach, whether it's 12 hours long, or it's 14 hours long, I mean, if that is possible, I mean, 14 hours long, or 10 hours long, you are always allowed to eat hummus till 10 a.m. standard time, each of you. If look, even that sheet of the Tumas Adeshen will be made that vis-a-vis other Yoneate, let's say, Kriyashmat, Tfile, the Tumas Adeshen will be made that we have to calculate it on the basis of Shor's monies, not on the basis of Shor Shofis. But we find only here in respect to Shor Yisachile, because Smed Al-Fayr Tumas Adeshen mentions that time, because why did the Chachamim ask her, according to one Russian in the Gemara in Psochim, why did the Chachamim ask her to eat chometz Shor Chamishis? Why? Because sometimes he's an Odom Teyev Shtei Shoris. So the Torahs that the average man can make a mistake in time is two Shoris days. Not that if a day is longer, so then the range of mistake is more, and if the day is shorter, so the day of mistake is shorter, it's not mistava. So since it's based upon the time that Adam Torah Bishdei Shoreis, so it depends upon Shoreis Benius, Shoreis, not Shoreis Manius. But it has nothing to do with Krishna and Tfila there, even the Tumas Adeshen will be made that we have to calculate on the basis of Shoreis Manius. Now, so he says, Uvishnasu Yibo Shayim Oruch Eru Haber Adal Shoreis Lufinin Ayim, because Nishonim Uberes, so then Pesach happens to be in April, you see. In April and in the latter part of April, so the day is already much longer, because and the day becomes longer and March 21st it becomes longer, so then we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day. Umuta le'achel chometz atzlish hayeh. So Rambam Firsh, Mishneh, Rishproches, Marib. In other words, in those Rishonim say the same thing. Certainly in respect to Kriyas Shma and Tfilah, there is only a machlokes between the Goyim and the Mogen Avraham, not only in respect to Kriyas Shma and Tfilah, but even in respect to Achilas Chometz also, because Achilas Chometz has the same Zman as the Zman Tfilah, Shlish Hayeh, four Shoreis. Zman is 4/12, that's 1/3 of the day. So according to the Goyim, and so we have to calculate it on the basis of the third of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. And sunset will mean the first year, what is the Russian Yodam called sunset, when the sun appears to set below the horizon. The length of the day is from sunrise to sunset. According to Magen Avraham, we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzis HaKechovim. And Tzitzis HaKechovim, not Gimel Ribonil, but Tzitzis HaKechovim in the sense of Dalet Milin after Shkia, which is either 72 minutes in an equinox day or 90 minutes. So in other words, and Amud HaShachar is prior to sunrise also by 72 minutes or by 90 minutes. So the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzis HaKechovim, and add that to the Amud HaShachar. So the same thing is true according to Magen Avraham in calculating the Zman Achilas Chometz, so we also have to calculate that the third of the day on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachat Esek Chovim, assuming, like the Shita of Rashi, that the interval between Amud HaShachat and Netz is 90 minutes, so then it means, so we have from Amud HaShachat Esek Chovim, suppose it happens to be equinox time, because usually Pesach time is equinox time, except in the Shana Mubaras, more or less. So it's approximately equinox time, because it's at the end of March, so it's approximately equinox time. So from sunrise to sunset is approximately 12 hours, but according to Avram, that we have to calculate on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachat Shizak Chobim, so that means it's 15 hours from the Shachat Shizak Chobim, 90 minutes for the interval between the Shachat and Etz, and 90 minutes for the interval between Shki and Shizak Chobim, so it's twice 90 minutes, so it's 3 hours. So 12 hours and 3 hours, so 15 hours. So then we have to take a third of 15 hours. Now, a third of 12 hours is 4 hours. A third of 3 hours is an hour. So that means 5 hours. So that means we added to the 5 hours to the Amud HaShachat. Let's say, if sunrise is at 6 a.m. in the morning, so Amud HaShachat is 4:30, so we had 5 hours to 4:30, so 9:30 would be the zman until when you can eat chometz erev Pesach according to Avraham. But most poskim and the minhag olam is in accordance with the shittas agor, that we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise till sunset. Alright. Uvishnasu ibo shayim oruch ila dal choiz lepinin ayim umutalech uchomeitz ashtrish ayim. Vihishem oim ad bei shoiz kidem chatzis. That no matter how long the day is, whether it's 12 hours or 13 hours, 14 hours or 10 hours, it doesn't make any difference. He is always allowed to eat chometz until 10 o'clock. And as I said before, the flug, the Tumas Adeshen Shite, applies only to Achilas chometz, because according to one Russian, the Gemara in Psochim, the reason is why the Chachamim answered to eat chometz, Mishor Chamishis, because sometimes it's another Mteya Bishtei Shoyis. So that range of mistake within the time, so is two Shoyis Beinius, not Zmanius. But it has no application to Kriyashma and to Tfilah. They are even the Tumas Adeshen will agree that we have to calculate on the basis of Shoyis Manius. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer Mulo Ksia, on the Shulchan Aruch, so he says that according to Thomas Adeshen, so it's not only in regard to Achilas Chometz that we have to calculate it on the basis of Shoyi Shoviyas. In regard to all Shoyis at all, even Kriyashma and Tfilah, and according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, so this man Krishna is open.
Now, Simon talking about a deal with the Alochas of Shabbos Erev Pesach. Now, the Mechaber of Paskins, like the blog I've been reading about Fute, that you've been talking, because the Gemara says there that Alochas of Leza, when you read the Ishbatuse. So, but there is a machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam as to the Pshat. Now, the Blazer ben Yehuda Ish Batuse says that we are Mishayel two Sudas, In other words, he has to be via all the homage Arab Shabbos. Shabbos is Arab Pesach. So then, the Blessed Ben Rudish Batusha says that he has to be via all the homage Arab Shabbos. And but he has to move over homage to the Shio Shtei Sudeis on Friday night and Shabbos morning. And the rest of the Chometz is the Nivaria Erev Shabbos. Now the Rif says that when Reb Lezer ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tuse says that he has to be Mishaya, that he has to be Mishaya two Sudeis and he has to be Nivaria. He has to be Mishaya two Sudeis and he has to be Nivaria. The rest, so he has reference to Truma. So Truma doesn't have many Yochli. Some Mele, he only has to leave over to Sudeis, and the rest he has to leave by Arab Shabbos. Because if he will not be Mivaya Rav Shabbos, so he might have a lot of Truma left over, Chometz. What will he do with it? He cannot be Mivaya Rav on Shabbos. So in regard to Truma, so there aren't many perspective Ochri, so he has to Mivaya all the Truma and leave over just nothing to Sudeis, let's say, for Mishpocha of Kehani. But as far as who is concerned, so that has, in all probability, many Yochlin, so he will not have any problem with giving it up, so he doesn't have, he's not necessary to be a buyer of Shabbos. He can leave all the Chometz, for Shabbos, and he'll find Yochlin, like this, You'll find awfully. This is the Rishit. The Rambam is Chayit. And the Rambam, now, according to the Rishit now, who makes the distinction between Truma and Trum explicitly? So that's in the Mishneh, that Muntes in Psochim, Rabbeza ben Rav Tzadik. So there we have the threefold Machlekes in the Mishneh, that Muntes in Psochim. Reb Meir says that we have to nivaya everything. We nivaya in esake Arab Shabbos. The Chachamim say in the Mishneh, nivaya in bizmano. In other words, he's not mechuyef to be nivaya Friday, but he can be nivaya. I mean, of course, not chassid shalom tfusreifet, but you know, the other biurim, I mean, that can be done on Shabbos. So that's his nivar in his manner on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, like every year. And the Blessed Rav Tzadik says, it all depends. Truma, so you have to be nivar Erev Shabbos, because Truma does not have many ochri. Mashiach in Chum, so Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik agrees with the Chachamim that Nivar in Bizmano, that means on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. So Yom Nivaret will be a Shal Heter, Now, and so the Rif says that the Halacha is like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik. Because the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel in Psachim says that Halachic Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tuse, and Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tuse says Mishayarim Mozen Shtei Sudeis Mitzeach HaShabbos, and the rest is Mivayer Erev Shabbos. And according to the Rif, Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tuse is referenced to Tumor that doesn't have many Ochlin. So that means that the Halacha is like Chabalazah, like Chabalazah and Rafferik. But the Rifshiti is that when Chabalazah ben Yehuda ish Bartuse says, Mishayr Nozin Shtei Sudes and the rest Yamibaya, Erev Shabbos, so his reference only to Tumor doesn't have many Ochlin. Mashayim Kim, Chul, you don't have to Mivaya. You don't have to move out of Shabbos. You can leave it Shabbos, and because in all probability it will have Ochli. That's the Rishite. But the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rambam Shite is that when Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse says, Mishayim, Mozin Shtei Sudes, and for Shabbos, he leaves over for Shabbos, and the verse of Chometz is Nivaya Erev Shabbos, he has reference not only to Chumah, but to Chul as well. And the Mechaber and the Ramor, they both passed like the Rambam. There is another suggestion in the Baramoya. The Baramoya says that Aloch is like the Chachomim, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda is about to say. But the Gemara does say, that you demand that Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse, so the Baramaya says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse says two halachas. One, that Mishayr Mozin Shtei Sudes, and the rest we are Mibayar Erev Shabbos, and number two, another halacha he mentions, that Chometz is Mitar Erev Pesach Ba'achile called Dayot Choyz, like Rabbi Yehuda. Called Dayot Choyz. The Chor Hamishis, it's already Hosea Ba'achir, and now it's like Rabbi Yehuda. So when the Gemara says that Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse, the Gemara is reference to the other being mentioned by Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse, that Chometz is Mitar Ba'achir Erev Pesach only the first 4 hours, at the third of the day, but after that, in Chor Hamishis, it's already also Ba'achir. So since there is no Gemara that Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse, so in Meila we say Yochid Berab Malochit Yerabi, so in the Paskin, like the Chachomim, in the Mishneh, that men person Psochim, that Nivarim Bizman. Now, but the Mechaber and the Ramor, they agree with the Rambam, that Halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse, and in Meila, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuse is referenced not only to Tumah, as the Rif says, but as the Rambam says, that is referenced to Chum as well. So he says, Yudale Chachalir Bishabes, Beit Kim Leil Yedimu, Umivarim Hakel Tnei Shabes, Umisharim Mozein Beisudeis Tzirech HaShabes, Yisude Gimu Zman Achar Aminche, ויוזן יוכי יעשי סו לא במעצור ולא בחומץ אלו וואי אומי נשארים שתי סודס נעד שלוש סודס וזה הכי יפתאי שתי סודס the answer is because he cannot when is so when is the סודס שלישי סיפי יציט after חצייס So Meila then, Chometz is already Osea, Chometz is already Osea Ba'achir, and Matzah is Osea whole day. So how will we be carrying the mitzvah of Sudash Lichis? So, the Shemin say, it's through Matzah Ashir, let's see, like an egg Matzah. So, that is not Chometz, so Meila, it can be eaten, and matzah, and it's not a kind of matzah that you could be carrying the mitzvah of the Arabic for matzahs, but no, there's no mitzvah. Here is, you're not allowed to eat matzah ashir. And that means, in Equinox Day, it means after 3 o'clock. the Shas is that he is after 3 o'clock. So he's not allowed. So he says, so when we shall imagine the Sudis they say Hashabe, Sudi Gimin's Mana Achara Minche, Lord in Yoche Asi, so Lady Matze, because there is a Misa de Rabbanon. Kolei Chomatze Berach Pesach, Kilubara, the Shasa Yidris Chomo. So we Matze Vilim de Chomen, Ele Di Matze Ashiro, Vitzerich Lasi, so Kedem Shasir. Now there is another issue. So the Mechada Shiti is, the Tzuri Shlishi, you can only be Mikayim after Chatzis, not in the morning, but there is Shiti Sarishayim to the contrary, that you can be Mikayim Tzuri Shlishi even before Chatzis. So then the proper way is to break up the Tzuri in the morning into two Tzuris. In other words, you eat something in the morning, and then you bench, and then you have a pause, you have a hefzek, and you wash again, and you eat again, making a yitzian pass. So that means that's the general custom. In order to be yitzian, the whole idea is, so you do that. The Tzorech Lasei is a current process. Now, the Mechada Paskins that main pillars is never machmas, even if you let it stay idle a whole day, so it's not machmas. But there is the shita of Rashi, that while in pillars is not machmas, but it doesn't become chometz gomo, but chometz mukshe it becomes. And it's also in the Rabbanon. It's also in the Rabbanon. Now, of course, if he doesn't let it stay idle, if he doesn't let it stay idle altogether, not even for one moment, then it will not become Muhammad's Mikshe, even according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, that it becomes Muhammad's Mikshe, so it's Nimayal Hachmit, even if he lets it stay idle less than Shiyamil. So while the Mechada Paskins that we can eat Matzah Ashiro, even if it was allowed to stay idle a whole day, because Mepeyes by itself is not Machmitz and doesn't even come from a Snukshe. But the Ramah says that Noagu Shalei Lechel, Shalei Lelish, might be Mepeyes. So the Ramah, so he also says, Ubin Dinis Elu, Shei Noagin Lechel Matzah Ashiro, Kidorikamon, Simon Topsama Bay, Sidalet, in other words, because of Rashi Shite, so is he carrying some mail he doesn't have, as the Hashokan explains it. Since the meaning is not to meet Matzah Ashira and Pesach, so some mail he probably doesn't have Matzah Ashira or Pesach. So how will he be carrying Sura Shlishis, so he came to the Gimel, the Mille Peirei, so he does have the Dome. Tevi Vaila Be'arav Shabbos Kedem Chatzelis, Kidei Shere Yivoi Mites, Bishar Shonim Livar Ar Chatzelis. Or in a Shabbos Yivatel. So in Dine Di Gemara, he passed like for those of the Yehudi Yivatus. So he has to be Livar all the Chomets except Moslem Shtei Sudei. Erev Shabbos, but he can be Mivaya, the Chometz, Erev Shabbos, Mivaya, just before he brings his Liach, at the end of Erev Shabbos. He doesn't have to be Mivaya before Shor Shishis. Mashem Kein Mitzad Mimeh, it is proper to do it to Erev Shabbos, also be Mivaya before Shor Shishis. Why? In order that we shouldn't sometimes make a mistake on a regular year when it comes also by name in the Reise of the Chatzelis. So if he accustomed himself Shabbos Erev Pesach to be by a Friday, late in the afternoon, he might do it by mistake in a regular year. So because of that, it stays with Daya Barav Shabbos Kedem Chatzis, Kidei Shal Yodei Elites, Bishor Shonim, Libay Arach Chatzis, Uvim HaShabbos Yibat Yabba.
You need more some Yachai, because it's only Mishu Atenra. It's not Mimachai. But, as a meeting before, it is also after these plays, unless there is no other way. Otherwise, you need a play, so you have to eat it on Shabbos, and there is some grease or some food. It's not clean, then you are allowed to do Nadiah. But we have to try to avoid having to rinse out plates on Shabbos that have grease adhering to it. So in it's not advisable to prepare for these Shabbos dice of chomet, and the nation be past numa. We are talking about chomet because then we'll have to rub against the grease in order to clean it out. So we have fear we shouldn't put ourselves in such a situation. Bim Obar Bishay, suppose he did put a daiso and bypass the Amachal double Bideo and it adheres and you have to rub and, you know, with your hands with water. So then the actual character, you can just clean it out by taking a piece of paper and wiping it. Yesh la adichem yad la habay ha-chomet. So, since it's a tzirach, so then it's mutter to make hadocha as much as is necessary. But hadocha shalom tzirach is a nidin dechel, it's not a melocha, not even melocha rabon, it's a nidin dechel. שאוכל בשעה בזה סוג השחריס ינאי רחמה פה שאוכל בו סבן ולסטי שייקוף the towel on which towel or the tablecloth on which he ate ויתנח הקוריס and the קוריס might also have some particles of chomet so he should wipe all the plates כנראה הכל יש בהסבל ויתמנו מן העין ונשוח לי החומץ so I'm going to put it away in his bag, you know, for the חומץ ומי שפס and suppose some real bread remains after the sugar so יוכל להתמלא עם יהודי so he can give it to a girl on an ash of a lot is the issues of Rabbi דרך הרומץ he doesn't know. In other words, he shouldn't say to the boy, now here is a harlot. Now you take it out right now, take it out. So because that's some yelling off it. But if he talks to him in such a way that the girl himself decides to take it out, not to keep it in the Jew's house, so it's all right. And also if he does it with Rebbe Mut, but to say, to give to a girl, I mean, a lot of chomets, so then it looks as if he's telling the girl to take it out. But if it's Rebbe Mut, even if he talks to him in a way that induces the girl to go out and to Shasharabi and take it out, so it's not considered like Amir Nochi, but if he does it with a lot of chomets, so then it looks as if he tells the book. Inisha chomets, aha shochlei. Suppose he does it chomets left, not just the horim, so they are bottled by themselves. But suppose he held substantial quantities of chomets left, so, and he has no way of taking it out. So So, you got legs, the rest of you got legs. The king fell asleep and put the caliph. I'm the younger from the valley, like someone who finds a piece of hummus in the house and Pesach. And so yes, the king fell asleep because of the Zeresh and the Yabu. Your clay maybe will forget and eat it. So yes, they put the kill on it. Can I be calculated because it smokes it? I've officially shown you a homage. The guys Aha Suda Shachis, so if we bat you a homage, the girl should be bat you the shoshan. So, even though the homage doesn't remain in his house, so still has to be bat you. I hear everything the dialogue is wrong. Suppose somebody is going to do Ramitzvah, Erechitzah. Kidun Lemres May, Olechel Surasiresen, Bibes Homov. So, the Niskasha is the Homov to face it. And the reminder himself is Homov in his house. In Yochel Azel, Beisir, Lubaya, Belaza, Mitzvah, Yaza, Beibaya. Now there's no talking an ordinary elephant, not Chavis elephant. So if there is enough time to go back to the house and destroy the hamlets and then go back for his mission with Bar Mitzvah, so he should do it. Yaza, Beibaya. Being right, but suppose if he goes back home, he will not be able to do this Bar Mitzvah. So you got limited. So we should be Mugatel. Do because Mugatel said Bitter Balmasan. But the Chachamim, when Musakel, he should be Mugatel also over and above the Bitter. But in case where he's engaged in Bar Mitzvah and he can see actual time Shneur, so then he can rely on this Bimoy Ha'ilich, the Hasim in Anor, in Adlikom, Ha'pilis, in the Amos, he got them at the Libel, the Layazia, the Layazia of the Yishus. When they say that there is no time to go back home, the entire Hamid, and then go back on his mission, if it's an ordinary mitzvah, but if it is a meaning of Hachos and Koshos, so even though he's sure that there is no time to go back home and then go and be Matan Koshos Chasvi Shalom, he shouldn't do it. So he should go to the mitzvah of the meaning of Hachos and Koshos. So even though there is enough time to do both, the Yotso Litzir Chasmei, but suppose he went not for a mitzvah, nothing, just for his own mundane needs. Yazam Yat, so then he has to go back home and destroy the Hametz. Atkamu Chayzeya, so for what quantity of Hametz, so does he have to go back only if it says a substantial size? Atkibayta, if it says the size of the beach. Amen. Prophet Mekan. So then he doesn't have to go back, even if he went out for his own mundane needs. He battled the leaf, and he found out a little guy. Holy Solon is of the basic. Do you told him of the Machel? Suppose he in the house, and we were talking about the normal face, not Chabas or face. So, just before he left the house, he made it go. And then, he left the door under, and he went. And he went. And he went. And he reminded himself, he left the door under. So, 8 minutes will pass by, so he can become hermit. So, what should he do? Yovel Shematachnis, Mubatla Belibay Kirim Shetachnis. So in other words, so it can be battled before it ferments, before it rises. And even if it's already Erev Pesach HaHatzitz, when Tosafot know. So, but in view of the fact that it didn't become Chametz yet, so it's not Tosafot know yet. So he's in a position to be battled. In fact, I believe the Jewish Tachmitz, Avon Lechmitze, but suppose it's already fermented, so it already rose, in a bitter mania, in Rachas Manisure, because it's not Chalet, it's not a Bible, so it cannot be rough.
Now, Simon talks my head, dear, in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of Dio Hametz. Now in the Gemara in Pesachim, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that the mitzvah of Dio of Tashbisu consists in slavery, and he learns out of the Heshavik and Mesach. And Rabbanan say it doesn't have to be slavery. It's Mikael of the Eloah, he can destroy the Hametz in any form. Now most Rishon pass like the Adonai. There are some Rishon pass like Hadur. Kinsad Bio Hametz. What is the manner in which Hametz is to be destroyed? Certain, because Rishon say, according to Avraham, it doesn't have to be saved up here. But saved, it can be destroyed to save it. A pray the zero rach. Or he breaks it up into small particles and he tosses it in the wind. A zero yam. Or he throws it into the yam. Yam or a river. Vim hoya harbe, vim hoya hametz koshe. Suppose the hametz was hard, vim hoya mechat chay vim hoya, and the yam doesn't break it up quickly. Hareze mikarei, so first it breaks it up into small particles. V'hakein zirik el yam, and then he throws it into the yam. And then the Ramah says, v'amineg lifseyafei. The mineg is to be seyaf the Hametz, not to destroy it by breaking it up and tossing it in the wind. Why? Because we want to be yitzei, the shittes of Hashem, who passed like a judah. And this is all right, even according to Rabbanan, some know that the minig is to burn it. We tell the Seyaf HaBiye, and it's good to burn it in the daytime. Bring it in Neisah, just like Neisah, Shehoya Nisrat HaBiye, Nisrat, Achim Reitzel Seyaf HaMiyad, Acha Abdike, כדי שלא יגררנו חולדה או רשוס ביובה. But if he wants to burn it at night of the 14th, immediately after Dike, in order that he shouldn't have any problems, the Hulde shouldn't drag it away, so or rishus biyode, so then So it's all right. And the Marik says that he's eating the Kai Mitzvah Tashbisu, because since Mishleishin Berilich, the halacha is that if somebody goes on a journey within 30 days of Pesach, he has to be via the Hametz, so that means the Shlishim Samuch in Pesach. And the Marik says that he's Mekayim Mitzvahs Eser Deraiseh of Tashbisu. Tess Memhei Seedbase. The National Lola Yehudi Children's Shabbat, if you do this way as a gift, the Hometz, for Nochem, before the Yisrael, Hanoi of Hometz, in Torah Baya, so then he's not Nochem in Baya, including in Baya, his Hometz, but not Hometz, that is owned by Nochem. Being sought to kill him sure she sees how is a new tale the only to the honey shore the Seiha Pesach if he burned it before the Isa Anoye so then he can have a Anoye from the honey, the coal that of the Hometz and Pesach why does he know him so that Hometz Shehor HaKiyum Shanei if he singed, he burned the Hometz before this money Yisrael so then the time when it becomes also Banoye it was already Yitzhe Machilas Kelev so then it's Mutabanoye if he burns it after his money Yisrael, after Shehor Shishis then even though it's already Mitzvahmacher as Galev, so there is no Heta, because it already became Osa. But if it's whole Haikeyim's money, so then Mutter had to have Anoye from the Pechoni, the coal, the ashes. There is Mutter and the Pechoni shall be Seicha Pesach. Avol and Sorte, and Shor Shishi Solemailo, Hoyer Buosa Banoye, Hareza Le Yasik Beitana Bikerai. But suppose he burned the Hometz after the Isanoye, so then he cannot use the coal, the coal eating the ashes, to heat the stove, the Leibashir, and cannot be Nibashir, and that coal. Now this is mentioned by the tour in Simon Tokmanay. There is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Onan as to whether the mitzvah of Bir Hometz is Bisreite or Perei Bizeo Noach. Now the Gemara says at the end of Tmure that Koran is Hotin, so Afron is Mutra. Those that are mishapless, like all of it. So the ashes of all is Muta Banoi. But Koran is boring, though we say Anoi that are not burned, that are neither like Bosabi Cholov, so even the ashes of Bosabi Cholov is Osa. So the two series in Simon Tokmanay is the Simon that in regard to Homer it's even according to Rabbi Yehuda that Bir Hometz is only Bisreite and Koran is Hoti is Afron Mutra so the Ifra of Hometz is Mutra Banoi but according to Rabbanon the Bir Hometz does not consist in Sreite Dabke it can be pale, visible or what some male is Nidboron so Anidboron is Afron Osa. That's what the Torah says in this sermon, it seems that way. Abdu'l-Bahia raises the question, he says he doesn't understand the Torah. The reason is why the Gemara in Kumura says that Koran is rotten is Afron Mutra, and Koran is boring is Afron Osea, because he's rotten, let's say, like all that. So, it's Nasus Mitzvah, say there is a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah that I said to burn all the choir Karen. So it's Nasus Mitzvah, say. So once it's Nasus Mitzvah, say, it's not Osabanoi. But in Poland there is no Mitzvah to destroy because of the Holod. The only reason is why we have to decay there. Because of the Holod, that
generous we give a talk in order to prevent people from being richer. Let's say a certain person will see the Prasad Halab, he will not know that it was cooked together with milk, and they'll eat it. So in order to be matrix people from the Nisa, from the Nisha, so we are kinda this of a whole. But it's not that it requires beer. The whole doesn't require beer, you're not allowed to come here. But, and if we have been sure that no one would be Nisha, we wouldn't even have to be kinda this of a whole. But we are not sure, so we always anticipate the possibility maybe a certain person will be mixed in Bata B'chalab, so we have to be doing that. But these are new honors, whether the mitzvah consists in Sefer, or the mitzvah consists in Peri, Zer, but there is a mitzvah that I said that should be so. So even according to Abonim, it's not in its fossil, and the Ufa should be also Be'anoid. That's how the Greek discussion. Now there is a palace by Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, according to Rabbi, when is a Shayach to say Nasis Mitzvah say, if this, the bill, the Sreifer, is a requirement in the Hetzer, when the Hetzer requires Sreifer. So according to Rabbi, there is a bill of Hometz, is the Sreifer that not dealing with the Elora, so then the mitzvah consists in destroying the Hetzer, in wiping out the Hetzer of Hametz from the world. So that's why we have to burn it. We have to burn it. If we just break it up into small particles and then we throw it into the sea, into the river, or we toss it in the area, then we don't wipe it out from the world, it's still in the world. So the only way to destroy it and wipe out its existence in the world is by burning it. Mashinkin, according to Abonon, that you don't have to burn it. You can break it up and throw it into the sea, into the river, you can toss it in the area. So the mitzvah does not consist in destroying the Hetzer. But the mitzvah consists in eliminating Hametz from his possession. So not in destroying the Hetzer. So Mimele is not Shayach to say Nasis Mitzvah. Nasis Mitzvah is Shayach only when the requirement is in the Hetzer. The Hetzer is to be destroyed. There is only a leader of Yehuda who says that the Hametz is destroyed after. But I read it, Rabbanon, the mitzvah does not consist in destroying the Hetzer, but in eliminating it from his possession. So it's not Shayach to say Nasis Mitzvah. There's the reason as to why the Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is destroyed after. So the mitzvah is a requirement in the Hetzer. We have to destroy the Hetzer, wipe out its existence from the world. Some more, if you burn it, so it's not Mitzvah in the ashes. But according to Rabbanan, that you can break it up and throw it into the sea, you can toss it in the area. So the Mitzvah does not consist in destroying the Hetzer, but in eliminating it from your possession. Some more, it's not Shayach to say Nasis Mitzvah. So this being that is mentioned by the Torah, so that according to Rabbanan, that Bir Hametz is not consist of things later. So now the Ifra, the Yeholim, the Ifra is also Sabanoye. So that is mentioned by the Mechada also. So that's why he says, Avo, if he burned it, now we pass him. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rabbanan. It doesn't have to be recited after. It can be prayed in the Rehah Maria also. Some more
the requirement is not in the Hepte, it doesn't say Nasus and Tzvase. So more the Ether, the Holy, is also Sabanoi. But if he burns it, let's say, Erev Pesach in the morning, before Shor Shishis, so by the time it becomes the Yisa Chometz, the Yis, so then it's already Mitzvah Machil Askelet. So then it's Mitzvah Machil because of Mitzvah Machil Askelet. But in Sofei, Avon in Sofei, Mishor Shishis or Maya, Holy Buos Abanoye, so the Heter of Mitzvah Machil Askelet from the Shayach, so Harizel Yashem, we cannot be the Rayim, and Rayim to Abanoye from it because we pass from like the Rabbon. So even if he meets the Oven with the Holy, so he's not allowed to do it. The Levashir, he cannot do Levashir anything, because the Holy, even the ashes, are also Sabanoi. The Levashir, the Opo, Isa, Pas, the Isa, Tafir, suppose he did bake something, so that pass and that tapshir is also sabanoi. Why? Because we pass him yesh v'chetzi in the pass. Yesh v'chetzi in the pass. Now the question arises, the chin at the chomim shalai, the kol, asur manoi, because we pass him like the rabbanon. So maybe even the chomim and even the ashes are sabanoi. Now the question arises, why does the Mechaber say that if he was in the past in the Pechomim, in the Chomet, so he says about Noel, but he passed the Zebizagir and his Mutea. So here we also have two factors that contributed towards the baking. One is the Chomet, or the Chomet of the Chomet, that Zebizagir and Abisa, the Sigir and Abisa, and the other one is the oven itself. So Zed is a gear, and so the past should be mutter on earth. So oven is a gear and say, because the predominant factor is the Chomet. Some Mele, he could bake the past even without his stove. Just in the Chomet, he could use the Chomet as fuel, that the Chomet of the Chomet is fuel even without his stove. The stove is not fuel, is indispensable towards the baking and the cooking, but the stove is not indispensable. Some miller, even though there are two factors, one is a factor of Hepher, but the predominant is the Pechomim, the Chomet, the fuel of the Chomet. So Meir is considered like Gilem of Isra, and the Pas is Osa Banoi. The Chena Pechomim Shoei Asurim Banoi, Hoye Bisofi Achash Nesa Banoi. Kingdom's man is Surei, Yochel Ashlichel Bimokim Shoeirim Mitzum Shoeirim. And so that Hayabim, the bird, will know probability, will not be Metzirah Hazman Yisroel, Shaloyach Mu'ayabim, Atal Pisha Mokim Hepkira, Layamichu Shom Elim Baran. But suppose that he finds out that the birds did not eat it up, so then he's not here in Yibaya. Now all the Mesikilim of the Shulchan Aruch, Achilik and Mechaber, and they say, since he put it in a place of Hefker, before the Zman Yisrael, so even if the birds didn't eat it up, so Meir is not Mechuyek to be Yibaya. Now the Ramon mentions the name of Maria, a strange aloha. The Lumotso, Hometz Kishabodak, Yisrael Pakli, Shalokach Lepike, Kidei Shalom Yishka Chilas Biyot.
I don't know, I mean, where's the mafia for such a Allah? Suppose someone is looking at his baby comet, so he takes the paper bag and he searches the house for comet, but he doesn't find anything, not a single crumb of comet. So then he's in hurry to burn the paper bag. Why? In other words, in order that he should not forget the mitzvah of Dior. I mean, no one mentions the Mokra and the Gemara for this day.
Starting Siman Tov Mem Bet. Misha Meitze Chomeitz Bisei Chamer. Hameitze Chomeitz Bidei Sei, if he finds Chomeitz on Pesach, in his house, imi b'chir ha-meyet, if it's chir ha-meyet, so m'loch is muta. So yitzienu v'yibarenu miyad. So he takes it out and he has to burn it. V'imu yontef, and if it's yontef, yichpo'olof kli ad-alayro. So then, he's not allowed, not only he's not allowed to burn it, but he's not even allowed to be titled it because it's mukze. The Ozi Barenu, and then he had Mivarek. Lifi Shel Gamor explains it. Lifi Shel Yuchal Taltelei Biyantef, because it's mukze, so he cannot be mitazlet, and to burn it, he gam lisofi bin kilmi osya. In other words, we shouldn't think that the Berizi should say shemi, that if he was not mivatlet, so then he's allowed to burn it, because mitech shehu travo yitzeach, that we pass him, that even if he hadn't been battled, he's still not allowed to burn it, because it's not, Miteich, we only say Miteich, if there is a Tzeach Hayim, and there is no Tzeach Hayim. Yesh mi she'il me'ya, di yom tep she'il mi dimei kechel ha'me'ed l'union zeh, beru yishite, that and Yom Tov Sheni, so he's allowed to burn it. In other words, it seems it's only the Adonai, so the Chachomim, the Amatia. Gadlesh le Gadlesh aleinu Yehudi, she yosomuch le Gadlesh al Yisrael, and suppose a Jew is the adjoining neighbor of the Nochri, and his roof adjoins the roof, I mean the roof of the Nochri adjoins the roof of the Yisrael, then his gargoy ha-homeitz ni gargoy shalom Yehudi li gargoy shal Yisrael, and the homeitz accidentally was rolled from the roof of the Nochri to the roof of the Yisrael, ha'rizidich be'ikane. So, it's true that it's mukze is not allowed to be mitaltelet, but be'ikane, he is allowed, so that's still to minatzad. So Mimele is allowed Bikone to push it. The Mhoyo, now taking a tzad, so the Aloha is that if Yamitalkeo, let's say, now suppose if Yamitalkeo in a tzad, not directly, let's say, you sweep the floor, so the amukse things, I mean, chips and all kinds of things, that are not Chazal needed. So how are you allowed to do it? The answer is, it's still from Natsad, and we are not interested in those chips, you see. To take a corner and move coins, money, you're not allowed, because you are interested in having it. But when you sweep the floor, you're not interested. You want to get rid of it. So then Tizim Asad is Mita. Here, he's not interested in the Chometz. So some mayor, and if he's entitled it, will become it. So it's still from Natsad when he's not interested. So then it's Mita. So some of the guys of the soil guy, the Chometz, the guys from Yehuda, the guys of the soil, how is it doing will become it. In May of Shabbos with Yom Tov, Kol Kalei, so Kefel of Kli, the Osel Taitele, the Yom Tov, and the Shabbos. Now, so here it's mentioned, the Shabbos of Yom Tov, so it's also even by the coming. Why? Because Tilton Atzad is more Tilton. Now the question is that he's not interested in the Chometz. The answer is he is interested in the Chometz. He doesn't want that Chometz to get lost. If it had been his Chometz, so then he would be chuyav not to care for it. That is the Goy's Chometz now. So he doesn't want it to get lost. He wants to push it back to the Gog of the Mochri. So maybe he is interested. So then it's so Tilton Asad is also. So when is it? When is it Dech B'Koneh? Dech B'Koneh if it's on Chalameyek. So in the Chalameyek it could be entitled directly also. But it's easier for him to push it back by pushing it with B'Koneh. But the Shabbos beyond it, inasmuch as the Goy will complain to him if it gets lost, so he is interested in preserving it, and he is not in the body oil. Only thing is, there is a Xeran Rabbanon not to keep it in his reshus, but he is interested in the preservation of the Chometz. It's not his Chometz. Some Mele Tilton Atzad is also. But if he wouldn't be interested in the preservation of it, then he would be allowed to push it with the corner even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know, the Shabbos and Yom Tov came to Lefkli, the also entitled Yom Tov the Shabbos, because he's interested in the preservation. The boy will complain to him if it gets lost. Motzo pas be pesah be basin. Then the idea in Chometz or Matzo is mita afilo ba'achilo be'azlinam b'zabasre. Suppose he found pas, a matze, and Pesach in his bais, and he doesn't know whether it's Chometz dike matze or Pesach dike matze. So it's mita afilo ba'achilo be'azlinam b'zabasre. In other words, because the last tashmish was in the Pesach Dikematze. So, and the Chometz Dikematze, he was buried. So, Mele, we assume that this is Pesach Dikematze, not Chometz Dikematze. Being offering this at Pesach, being holding the Upesh Arbe, if it looks moldy, so that means it indicates that it's old. She efshalo yisapish kol kach mishen yichnas ha-Pesach Now the matzah was newly baked, so then it wouldn't look so old, so moldy. Adato said, שבימי פשעה בשיהיה אפשר להיסטיש כל כך משנכנס הפסח עוז ודאי הוא חומץ. So then it's חומץ, because it's moldy. It could have been the case of the matzah. If it was baked, it wouldn't be moldy. במובן מהפסח שנוכל להיסטיש שניסטיש משנכנס הפסח. In other words, if it's the last day of פסח and usually it looks moldy, the matzah that was made before Pesach and the last days of Pesach looks moldy, and so שנוכל לסלול שנספיק מסניחס הפסח הדעתו אינם ומיידים לאפס בפסח פסח פסחם בכל יום. If the custom is every day to bake warm pas, warm matzah, tell me, okay, because then it usually the matzah that is baked before Pesach, an account of the matzah that is baked and Pesach itself lying on it, so becomes moldy. After you Pesach, you should tell me, of the Pascham,